something about your plan to build this,
yeah.
create this cultural center.
Well, I did have a vision a long time ago.
But right now, are you having meetings with groups of people who more or less think the same way that you do, that this cultural center is a very important thing?
Well, this only in the very inventory stage. I talked to a few people. And
would you care to mention their name or not at all?
Probably not at this time.
I see.
But they seem to have a similar idea with mine. And because I think we owe the young people. I think we have a duty and responsibility to relate what we learn in China. I think China have a great deal to offer to the overseas Chinese.
Now, right now, do you have any contact with the Teen Post people?
My brother is very active in that organization.
Which brother?
Ken, only one brother.
Oh.
Because I think right now, due to age difference, I don't have that much to offer them right now at the present time.
But your brother is active,
yeah,
or rather,
he's active.
He keeps in contact with what's
active.
Going on.
I also...
What does he do so far to help with the Teen Post?
Well, he's doing a lot of fundraising for them. Mm-hmm. He has intimately what he activity with the Teen Post, I don't really know, but I think he's quite active.
Is he a standing member or advisor or counsel or something like that to the Teen Post?
I think it's a officer. There's,
oh.
I'm not quite sure.
Then you probably know this man Choi, huh? What's his name, Choi?
I met him.
Oh.
He's the man. I think one time I make this speech at the Physician Society. Annual dinner, I think that was him. But anyway, go back to that cultural center. Because we owe it to the young people. And also I felt that Taiwan and mainland owe us something. Because I think the overseas Chinese help our motherland quite a bit.
Oh, definitely.
I'm sure if people realize that and start to show concern and participation, I'm sure the people in mainland China or Taiwan would be glad to participate in our activity, like exhibit their fine art and exchange professors or artists display that their paintings and sculptures or whatever.
But so far, have you contacted anyone from Red China, from mainland China, or from Taiwan?
No, I
for
haven't.
This purpose?
I haven't, because due to the fact I've been so busy with my business and right now. Besides having money, you have to have time. That's why I feel that some of the leadership do have the time, and some even have the money. It's not well orchestrated the effort into something that is concrete and directly beneficial to young people. I think they're neglecting the young people.
But do you plan to take some time out to facilitate this cultural center, or to speed it up a little bit?
Well, I don't know how this formation of this committee go. First of all, you know, I don't care how rich that individual is. One man cannot do everything. Even if he can do everything, would not be uh, would not be the best idea, because unless people participate.
So right now you more or less have a committee, or a few people in mind.
Yes, anyway. A few in mind, but I have really get down into meeting, extend the detail as to what direction to take. It's just the infantile stage.
But when do you plan to get started, Wing?
It's difficult to give a timetable. It all depends how well I do in my business and how well I can allocate some of my time into this.
Allocate the time and the money.
Yes. Yes. But I wish people would talk about it. Just unless you talk about it, and nothing will happen. You know, we have to have discussion. Only through discussion, different need, different idea will come out. And I encourage everyone to spend more time discussing our future, the future for the youth, for the community.
Why don't you get started and get a group together and see what you could find out about it?
I would like to. Mm-hmm. I'm pursuing that that committee at the present time. And how fast and how intense we will do it, I don't know. But I will continue. I think this idea has been with me for many, many years.
Oh.
Many years. I think we need that. I think we can be very proud of our people.
So what else would you like to say about yourself?
Well, I'm just an individual, and I feel that I have a benefit of both culture at the present time. I feel I'm fortunate. I read many classical books. I read the history of China. I don't claim to be a scholar. I just know enough to appreciate our history, our culture, our refinement. I think once the young people realize those things, they should be very proud. I think they justify to call themselves a Chinese without feeling ashamed or feeling inadequate. I think we should do it as a parent, as a member of this community. I think we all have duties and obligations to our future generation.
Some time ago you mentioned about the people in Chinatown. They're all, you know, from different areas. What do you propose to pull them all together to work under one roof?
That is leadership. Mm. Leadership.
Where do you suppose we could get the leadership?
That's a good question. I don't know anybody can come up with a good answer, but something will come about. I think, so we are Chinese. Chinese is Chinese. I feel that I'm no different than people from Taiwan. I have people that I know quite well. Are Taiwanese, and they are from Taiwan, they are from mainland, they are from Hong Kong, Singapore. We never mentioned that that they are different kind of Chinese. You know, I felt Chinese should reflect the total China.
Well, then you have more than one project to work on. One is for Tin Post, and another one is to unify Chinatown with...
You
had two big jobs, so...
No, it's not one-man job, not individual. I just, you know, if you ask me what I hope to accomplish, and ultimately I only hope that maybe because of me, that the Chinatown can be somehow unified and more community-minded community. I don't think any one individual can do all that by himself.
Well, but somehow somebody has to take the lead to get things started. So let's hope you'll be making a whole lot of money pretty soon, Wing, and remember these two projects that you mentioned that you would like to do very much, and I think that will be wonderful. I think you have done a great deal in Chinatown for a young man of 40-some. You really did very well.
Thank you.
I can see your future. It's really very bright, not only to make a lot of money for yourself, but, you know, to help the people in Chinatown. And really, there are several areas that need help, I think.
Well, so, I intend to do my best.
Wonderful. Wonderful, Wing. So let us know, the Historical Society, whatever you think we could be of service to help you along. I think there's always people there to do it.
Thank you.
So thank you very much, Wing, for such a long interview. I know I have taken a lot of your time, and I certainly appreciate it. And I want to thank you very much on behalf of the Historical Society.
That's my honor to elect me. So I'd be more than glad anytime, if I have time, and that we get together, discuss different things. I'm always available.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.